And Dr. Andrew Connolly is with us, a regular contributor speaking about health issues in the south side in particular. Andrew is the Chief Medical Officer at Te Whatu Ora, Counties Manukau. He's with us this morning. Andrew, kia ora, hoki mai, thanks for joining us again.
Kia ora, Dale. Great to be with you and the listeners again.
Thank you, Andrew. Well, let's start with the good news. We hear that Counties Manukau has a new breast screening van. When did it arrive?
Yes.
Where will it operate?
It was officially opened yesterday by the Prime Minister and the Minister of Health, and it'll operate all over our area. In fact, it can go just about anywhere the road's good enough. And it's fantastic because it's taking the opportunity for women to have breast screening into our communities rather than having to come up to, you know, a physical facility such as the Super Clinic or some of our other clinics. So this is great. It looks pretty impressive, I must say. I had the chance to go into it yesterday. It's got all the state-of-the-art stuff, and we're really hoping it, by working more closely with our community, we can get more women involved in breast screening, which, of course, is both great for them and for their whānau because it's protecting against this awful disease.
Tēnā koe, Andrew. Look, I note that tomorrow is Sleep Awareness Day. And it's not an issue
yes.
that we talk about too often, but there are many people, and I suspect too, Māori and Pacifica people with sleep apnea would be higher in numbers. It's a gut feeling. Maybe you can clarify that. What is it, and why is it such a big issue for our people?
Yeah, so sleep apnea is a fancy term for having periods of not breathing when we're asleep. And these periods may only be for a few seconds longer than the normal time between breaths that we all take. But what happens is, and the reason it's such a problem in our community, unfortunately, is related a lot to obesity. So what happens when we're asleep and we're lying down, just the windpipe is, in broad terms, able to sort of fall in on itself a bit. And we snore a lot, and some people may note that they sort of wake up with a sudden jerk and take a deep breath and things like that. And it's a really important health issue because if we're not breathing the normal amount, obviously our body isn't getting the normal amount of oxygen into it. So this can lead to heart disease, and even it's associated even with things such as dementia and things like this. So sleep apnea is a real concern for us, and we're lucky at Counties to have a group of staff in what's called the respiratory medicine team who are real experts in this problem, and then they can work out what our advice is and how we can help people overcome this. And often the simplest way to overcome it is with a small breathing machine that you just pop on, a bit like a oxygen mask that you pop on at night. Other times we look at surgery for weight loss and things like that can help, or medications, lifestyle changes and all that. Obviously, we don't want people smoking and all those sorts of things, anything that contributes to lung disease. But I just encourage anyone who snores a lot, you know, we probably all have the odd snore here and there, but if you're snoring most nights, be really important to let your GP know, and it may be that we should be seeing you through our sleep service. Yeah, I know that was boring, Dale. I probably put all the listeners to sleep with that.
Get on you, mate. Hey, I've been known to snore a bit myself too, and you're not quite sure.
Yeah, I know I do because I get the old sore ribs when my wife gives me the elbow.
Say no more. I'm well familiar. Hey, Andrew, Tamariki up to 12, Māori and Pacifica people between 55 64 from April won't be able to access the flu vaccine. Pharmac says it can't afford it. But with the shortage of GPs, is this going to directly impact on hospitals like Middlemore?
Well, we're certainly concerned about that, Dale. I don't know. I must say I'm a little ignorant of all the announcements that Pharmac has recently made. But I do know there was a good piece of news in the last few days that our chemists, so our pharmacists in the community, will be able to do a lot more vaccination, particularly of our tamariki. So that's fantastic. But look, anything that's a barrier to immunisation is a to vaccination is a concern, obviously, to us. I'm afraid I don't know enough about what Pharmax said to know the true impact, but we really want to open up access to all vaccinations if we can.
Did the flu vaccine help cut the numbers presenting at ED? What needs to be done to, address this?
I think it does, it certainly does help. You know, we strongly encourage everyone to get the vaccine if they can. The flu spreads really easily, and we all know about, you know, how COVID spreads. So, look, I think, as I said, unfortunately, I don't know enough about what Pharmac have announced around any changes, but we'll be working with our community providers and with Pharmac and Te Whatu Ora to try and have a solution in place, because we really want particularly more vulnerable people, which, as you've said, for Māori Pacific, that's over a certain age group, our young children and things, to be well vaccinated, anyone with chronic illnesses, because this does all help not only keep everyone healthy, it also obviously helps keep our emergency department for other people, which, you know, is a challenge that you and I talk about often. So we'll be working with them, but I do apologise to the listeners that I don't have the full details of what's been announced.
Tēnā koe. Appreciate your honesty. Andrew, last Wednesday I was proud to MC an event which was presenting another a message or comms video set, if you will, regarding the free bowel cancer screening kits that have been sent out to many. And I know that you are a specialist in colorectal surgery. This is the first opportunity to identify early onset of bowel disease. How important is it that those who receive them return them? Because at the moment, I think we're tracking at about 46% Māori, and we want to up the ante there. How important is that?
I'd say it's extremely important, Dale. Bowel cancer almost always starts as a non-cancerous growth in the bowel. And so if we can find those growths by using this sort of test and then having a telescope test if the bowel cancer screening test says to, will actually cure this problem. So, and there's, apologies, excuse me, sorry. The test detects whether there's any blood in our bowel motion, and if there is, we have a telescope test called a colonoscopy. And that test is finding a lot of people with growths in the bowel that if we leave them there will turn into cancer. So this is actually curing the risk of getting a cancer, which is great. It also finds that, unfortunately, some people already have a cancer, but it's an early one. So in other words, it's smaller, less advanced, not causing any symptoms, so that as surgeons we can get on and often cure that with an operation. So it's a really important thing to do, and I'd really encourage all listeners that when they receive the kit that they do it. I've got to an age where I've done it. I found it, you know, I thought, well, this sounds a bit weird, but in fact the instructions were very simple. It was very straightforward, didn't find it messy or anything like that. And, you know, within 2 or 3 weeks, I got my result back telling me everything was fine. So I really would encourage everyone to do it again, both for yourself and for whānau, because this is keeping us all healthier.
Tēnā koe, Andrew. Appreciate your thoughts. And I, too, have done that kit and had colonoscopies because my old man had bowel cancer. So there's nothing to be embarrassed about.
No, not at all.
The test is clean and simple. But, hey, if we get on to it, we can... keep bowel cancer at bay. Andrew Connolly with us from Te Whatu Ora. Thanks, Andrew. I appreciate your thoughts and kōrero each time we chat. Thank
Pleasure,
you.
Dale.
Thank you, mate.
Look forward to the next time.
Thank you, Andrew. Andrew, thank you. 7:33.